to the Three Wide Podcast with EG3.
What's up, NASCAR Nation, Three Wide Nation, the Three Wide NASCAR Podcast. Eddie Greer, the third here with the guys as we continue to count down to the 2022 NASCAR Cup Series season. Yeah, and, you know, as I looked over all the Cup drivers, this was really hard to put it in the top 20. Just because, and obviously, you have the unknown as well as, okay, the new generational car, the testing's over. Phoenix, we saw the last of the testing of it for right now until we get it going again. Well, actually, it's going to be for real next week. Next week, at this very time, we're going to be talking about seeing these cars for the first time in L.A., USC, L.A. Coliseum, the famous L.A. Coliseum. That is going to be some sight. That finished product, whew, that looked like a little bit of a Bristol 2.0. Except it's flat, so that is going to be some scene. Obviously, you have the entertainment there and people on Twitter making all types of comments, things like that. Anyways, this is what it is now. People are trying to bring new fans into the sport, diversity, things like that, and I will sit that down finally. Speaking of diverse, I will watch and listen to the press conference that Bubba Wallace had a couple of days ago about that and more. And I haven't gotten into it yet, but now that NASCAR is basically here, the I Am Athlete on YouTube, that is something I am going to check out as well. So definitely a lot of exciting content. I'm going to see a lot of content I'm going to bring to you guys and on here, kind of doing a virtual. I said that I was gonna do a top 20. Yeah. So actually, instead of that, I mean, just looking at the up and down drivers and things like that, you know, it's best. Let's just go through the Cup drivers. Now I'm actually gonna start with Ricky Stenhouse Jr. here on this edition of the podcast. This is going to be somewhat of a up all the way up to now to the Daytona 500, somewhat of a daily on the top drivers in the Cup Series. And I'm actually going to start with JTG Doherty, and they going back, shifting back to one car thanks to them not bringing back Ryan Preece. Ryan Preece, now the development driver for Stuart Haas Racing. So Stenhouse, of course, you know he's going to be a player when it comes to, you know he's going to be around there somewhere when it comes to trying to make the playoffs in 2022, right? So last year, right? Nothing. Top five, two top tens, finished 22nd. In the point standings last year, obviously, and so you wonder what is next. Obviously, what's next is I believe he's on the list for the Clash. I'm not 100% sure about that. Obviously, I'm going to be doing here coming up shortly will be a Clash preview here, like which will get which will be coming out later on. On race week, actually, so that would be something there. But yeah, Stenhouse, where do I see him fit in all this? I think he'll be his usual self. Again, like I said last week's shows, and by the way, you have not listened or downloaded the first two episodes of the podcast, well, better hop on now. Season 7 has the green flag on the Three Wide NASCAR podcast. But yeah, look, man. I mean, I'm having trouble trying to trying to decipher who makes the playoffs, who doesn't. And also, this new generational car could have something to do with that. as well. So, excuse me. Yeah, I'm getting a high fever from the early first half of the week. So, yeah. But I'm actually feeling good. Feeling good just getting over the coughs. So, apologize in advance for that. But, yeah, real quickly. Oh, man. It's really hard to see him make the playoffs. I do. I mean, that's just plain simple. I mean, he's going to make his moves. But for him, I think his best chance to make the playoffs is, again, the Speedway tracks again. And maybe, probably throwing maybe an Atlanta in there and hearing a little bit more on the new surface and them running the quote-unquote Speedway package. That looks a little freaky. So that has a little different look than I was not expecting that, to be honest with you on that. So I'll throw in Atlanta for his best chance there. Bristol. I still leave him that with that. Bristol dirt. Yeah, his best chance of possibly getting in. I know he was a late factor. I actually had him as a dark horse in one of the fantasy leagues, and he delivered for me at least for there. Yeah, last year. But I see it again. I see it with no Ryan Preece, even though even with Preece there, they were seesawing performance a little bit. And yes, maybe this 2022 new era car, could smooth things out. Like I've been saying all along, we just got to see. But my prediction for him making the playoffs, he's going to be right there in the later teens around where he's finished at. But I don't see him making the playoffs again. This is taped. So this is on recorder. So, yeah, but this is all predictions, so it's fun to go out and make predictions. So I don't think he'll make the playoffs this year. He'll be right around where he is usually. But, yeah, his best chance to make the playoffs, yeah, there's no Speedway tracks. If somehow he doesn't pull a Stenhouse and messes things up and whatnot, he's okay. But if he does what Ricky does on a weekly basis, yeah, you won't see the postseason. So I don't see this team now. As far as these numbers, I see that I had to relook this up. Like, well, really, only two top tens? Damn. So yeah, I see him at least getting more top tens than he did last year. That's for sure. But on the other end, yeah. But really, the main thing is, I do not see him making the postseason this season there. So that's, I don't know how low his contract is with JTT Doherty Racing there. But, I mean, he's an interesting cat here. He's going to be one of those wild cards, in my opinion, for my money's worth. So on that note, my final prediction there, yeah, he'll miss the playoffs in 2022, and I don't know his contract information above anything else, but he'll make things interesting, that's for sure. And so the former Xfinity champ will not make the playoffs in 2022. The 3-Wide NASCAR podcast, you'll get a lot more of these as the countdown officially here on this podcast. Daytona is underway. The 3-Wide NASCAR podcast with EG3. Find it wherever you get your podcast. We're on Apple, Spotify, Amazon, iHeartRadio, and more. Stay tuned this week for more coverage of the 3-Wide NASCAR podcast. And as I'm recording this on January 29th, 2022, we moved the AJ, host of the Loose Lugs podcast, recording to tonight. So that's going to get done there. So that's going to be some good stuff there. Looking forward to doing that. And I told you about the Clash earlier preview. Yep, that's going to get done as well. And then, of course, you're going to hear me start cranking out these driver previews and predictions on who makes the plow. So I don't. My first one, Stenhouse, you ain't making the playoffs, son. This has been another edition of the 3Wide NASCAR Podcast. We will talk to you on the next edition.
Thank you for listening to the 3Wide Podcast with EG3. Make sure you subscribe to the podcast wherever you get your sports podcasts. Spotify, Audio Boom, Apple Podcasts, iHeartRadio, and more. We'll talk to you next time, going 3Wide.